The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs, the issues, the events, and people shaping the federal judiciary. I'm Bridget Lyles with the U.S. Courts. Today we're talking to Judge Ellen Bree Burns, the longest-serving woman on the federal bench. After 37 years of service, Judge Burns of the District of Connecticut has retired, and I'm honored to reflect on her career, her family, and how she nearly missed an opportunity of a lifetime. Judge Burns, you first served as a Connecticut state judge and then 37 years on the federal bench. Growing up, did the thought of becoming a judge ever cross your mind?
Never. When I was in law school, I don't think there were any female judges in Connecticut. So I hadn't thought about that. I thought about passing the bar. That was going to be my goal.
Tell us about the call you received when you were asked to be a state judge.
The first appointment I received was from then Governor Meskel, who later was a judge in the federal system. And I was a little bit surprised because no women had been appointed before. And the first time he offered me the job, to tell you the truth, I turned it down. And then I was deluged by newspaper reporters who said, what's the matter with you? You're crazy? And so he came back and offered it to me again. And that time I accepted it, and thank God I did, because it's certainly developed into something very good for me.
Why did you initially turn down the offer?
Well, at the time, there were three levels of court in Connecticut, trial court. And the one he was going to appoint me to was the circuit court, which would handle misdemeanors, small claims, things that seemed to me to be I wouldn't be interested in. I was lucky that he was kind enough to come back and ask me the second time. It's been a wonderful career.
Now, when you were appointed to the Connecticut Superior Court, did you realize then you would be instantly part of something bigger than you?
Well, I knew it was a unique situation that hadn't happened before. I did meet a little bit of animosity from a couple of the colleagues, male colleagues on the state court. One of them seemed to wonder why I was there. I told him why.
And do you think female judges offer a different perspective?
I think that both of us, that the men and the women, are trained in the law the same way. And so I think we consider the law the same. However, whether we look on litigants in front of us the same, I'm not sure. I think we may have a little more sympathy for litigants. It's possible.
Okay, let's talk about some of the cases you've heard over the years. Are there any significant rulings that come to mind?
I think probably my most interesting civil case involved a Southbury training school for the mentally retarded. That was an interesting case. And the result is that most of the people who were residents there were placed in group homes as a result of my initial decision, rather than be institutionalized. And I think it had a salutary effect for a great many people.
What about your most challenging case to handle?
Well, I often think of one of my criminal cases. It wasn't so much that it was challenged as that the circumstances were very disturbing. There was a murder during the course of the trial. Someone who was going to be a witness when I was trying to decide whether I was going to let this particular defendant out on bail. And there was a local attorney who said, Judge, I'll be responsible for him if you let him out. It was Labor Day weekend. He said, if you will let him out on bond, I will be personally responsible for him. So on that basis, I did it because it was the holiday. And over the holiday, a murder was committed. And this lawyer realized that if he had not persuaded me to let his client out, it probably wouldn't have happened. And it was a very, very sad situation. The victim was a young man. I'll never forget that case. It's burned in my memory.
So how do you cope with making your decisions?
Well, you have to accept the consequences of what you do. But I try, when I sentence people to terms of imprisonment, that I do so with a certain amount of compassion. Certain considerations of family. It helps, I think, to have some human feelings about the people who appear in front of you. I think you have to have it.
What influenced you to go into law?
When I graduated from college, I was an English major. And what do you do with English? You teach. I don't want to teach. So I knew I needed further training in something, and law is in my family. My grandfather was a lawyer. His brother was a lawyer. It's in the blood, apparently, because all three of my children are also lawyers.
Being that you were one of very few women studying law, did you face any challenges at law school?
I went to Yale Law School. There were only three women in the whole three-year terms altogether. I didn't feel that my professors were looking at me differently from any other student. I really didn't. They were great. Great.
Wonderful. Well, have you heard over the years that your career has inspired women?
Yes, I have. I really feel very good about the fact that there are more women practicing law now than there were when I was first admitted to the bar. We were kind of a unique person in those days, but now we're not anymore. As a matter of fact, I believe that there are at least an equal number of women at Yale Law School now, maybe more women than men. Things have changed for the better.
Well, according to the American Bar Association, last year, women made up over 47% of all law school graduates. When you look back at your career, Judge Burns, is there anything you are particularly proud of?
I hope that I have done a good job. I hope that I have made the right decisions. I just hope that people feel that I have done a good job for them, that I fulfill the responsibilities of the job in an appropriate way.
Well, thank you, Judge Burns, and thank you for your 37 years of service and for being a role model for so many people. I'm Bridget Lyles with the United States Courts, and that's On Topic. Join us next time.